Over the holidays, there's a good chance you'll gather with family. What's the last thing you want to talk about? Less popular than politics or money. End-of-life issues. Award-winning journalist Ellen Goodman wants to change that. She's the founder of the Conversation Project. She joins us in the studios. Ellen, welcome back.
Thank you.
This idea of talking to people around the holidays when there's all this frivolity about how you want your life treated at the end. How did this come to you?
I know you, what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Merry Christmas and let's talk about death.
Right.
Right. Right. But in fact, these are some of the most intimate conversations that people have. And it turns out that they're not scary. In fact, when people do gather together as a family, they tell family stories. And if there's one story that every family has, it's about a good death or a hard death. And that's the way to open up this conversation, because we know we have to have these conversations.
Well, and you know about hard deaths. You lost your own mom, and this grew out of that.
It did. I started thinking about this when my own mother was dying because my mother and I had talked about everything. I used to say that she was a person who could talk about your problems until you were bored with them. But we had never talked about what she wanted as she went through the end of life. I mean, we hadn't talked about anything more than her saying, you know, if I'm ever like that, pointing to something, pull the plug. Mm-hmm. And of course, at the end of life, there was no plug to pull. But yeah. I was faced with a kind of cascading number of decisions for which I was unprepared and blindsided.
Yeah, a lot of us are familiar with that. My mom fell. And I've shared this before. I remember going into the little consultation room with a bunch of doctors who looked really on edge and angry. And she was very elderly, and they explained that she'd have to have this deep brain surgery and all this work that would have to be done. I said, oh, I don't think we want to do that to her. And they were so relieved. But I had to sort of make that, as you say, that was not a plug to be pulled.
That's right. And if you're lucky, and we want to make sure it's more than luck, you've had these conversations early before there's a crisis. You're talking about running into a crisis, or you're talking about people who end up making these decisions in the ICU. This is not the place to talk about what matters to you, what your values are, to have a real conversation about the kind of care that you want and the kind of care that you don't want.
Yeah.
So we want to bring these talks early.
Well, and by the way, she was already sliding into a form of dementia, so I couldn't have had it with her. I couldn't ask her at that point. Well, give us some of the stats that convince you that there's a disconnect here about what people want, but what they're apparently not expressing.
Well, there are some pretty simple ones. 70% of people in America say they want to die at home, and 70% of people are dying in hospitals and institutions. And maybe at home is not just a place, but it's an idea of how you want to die, surrounded by people you love, in comfort, not in an ICU, not tied up to a ventilator. At the same time, we also had a survey that the Conversation Project did in September that showed that 90% of Americans know that it's important to have these conversations, but only 30% have had them.
Now, there's another stat. 82% of people say it's important to put their wishes in writing. Only 23% do that.
So there are these huge disconnections. We know what we should be doing. We tend to think it's too soon. That's our excuse, you know. And as we say at the Conversation Project, it's always too soon until it's too late.
Well, and it's too unbearable in some cases. You don't want to think about a loved one's end. Especially Christmas, as you said.
Well, so, it's funny because there are, between adult children and elderly parents, there are sort of, there's a kind of conspiracy of silence often. The adult child doesn't want to even suggest to the parent that they might be dying and or they might ever die, I should say. And the elderly parent doesn't want to worry the child. And so each of us sits there knowing. I mean, my favorite line comes from The Onion magazine, which had a wonderful headline a couple of years ago that said, death rate holds steady at 100%. You know, we all know the deal here. And when we don't talk about it, we end up often feeling quite lonely and isolated.
Well, how do you move it beyond, I don't want to end like that? You've got some tools at the Conversation Project website, some sentences that just begin the conversation.
That's right. The Conversation Project has a number of tools, the most popular of which has been the Conversation Starter Kit. And that conversation starter kit is not, you know, if my left elbow and my right eyebrow are gone, stop care. It's much more what matters to you than what's the matter with you. It asks you, are you a person who wants to make all the decisions, or do you want to leave it in the hands of your doctor? Who among the people you love do you want to help make those decisions? What matters to you? Does it matter to you more being at home or not? Are you a person who wants every fact, every single piece of information, or do you believe that ignorance is bliss, you know? And we suggest often that probably one of the best ways for adult children to start these conversations with their elderly parents is to say, hey, I need some help. What if I'm left to make these decisions? It's the rare parent who can resist a child's request for help.
For help. Because you're empowering them.
Yeah. And also, it's true. Yeah. You may need their help. You may want to know. We don't want people to end up the way they are now. Very often, our project is as much about survivors and families as about a, quote, good death.
Well, there does seem to be a cultural change. There are death dinners, death cafes. People come together to talk about dying. A number of TV documentaries, the recent series Time of Death on Showtime. So there does seem to be a shift in the culture, no?
I think there is. I think we are at a tipping point. Part of it is that the baby boom generation is getting older, and we've been the change agents in our culture. We're the generation that changed the way we give birth in America, so maybe we'll be the generation that changes the way we die. I do think there is something of a cultural shift in it. That doesn't mean it's an easy one. And the Conversation Project, by the way, if you miss having these conversations at Christmas, the first week in January, we are partnering with Death Over Dinner and having a series of dinners. We are encouraging, we're on our website, are all the fun, truly interesting, not scary conversations that you can have to start your own dinner.
Ellen Goodman, founder of the Conversation Project and former award-winning journalist. You can find a link to her starter kit at hereandnow.org. Ellen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Nuance with Dragon Speech Recognition Software for business professionals to create documents, emails, and manage schedules by speaking. Nuance.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.